Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are jumping right into a topic that really determines who wins and who loses in the digital arena.
Oh, for sure.
We are talking about competitive analysis tools. I mean, this is the specialized software that acts as the strategic brain for top marketers.
It is.
If you're heading into 2025 and your competitive intelligence is still, you know, guesswork or just manual checks, you are already hemorrhaging opportunities.
That's really the crux of it. The competitive landscape isn't just fierce, it's hyper-efficient. And, you know, the mission of this Deep Dives is to give you a shortcut.
A shortcut, yeah.
We want to distill hundreds of hours of research into actionable knowledge about the absolute best tools out there right now. We need to get you beyond assumptions so you can base every single decision on robust, scalable data.
And when we say tools, we're not just talking about website scrapers, right?
Yeah, not at all.
These are foundational. They're specialized solutions built to gather, track, and analyze everything about your rivals. We're talking keywords they're bidding on, their entire backlink ecosystem, what content is actually driving their conversions.
And all that data leads to a crucial shift, which is agility. In the past, you know, a market shift could take months to analyze.
Right.
Now, these tools give you a systematic way to collect real-time data on competitor tactics, on customer preferences, and those little micro trends that often signal a huge opportunity or, you know, a brewing crisis.
So let's dig into that strategic payoff. Why is integrating these tools a mission-critical investment? Because let's be honest, a lot of businesses, especially for B2B, they see the price tag for a SEMrush or an RFs and they balk.
They do.
They really need to see the ROI of this kind of intelligence.
Well, it boils down to efficient resource allocation. I mean, think about every marketing dollar you spend.
Okay.
If you launch a campaign or write a piece of content without knowing exactly what your top three rivals have done or are about to do, you're essentially just gambling.
You're flying blind.
Exactly. These tools provide the structure to eliminate that gamble.
I love the specific example our source has brought up about gap analysis. It's not just about, you know, copying what works. It's about exploiting a weakness. Can you walk us through how that works? How looking at competitor data revealed a high-value opportunity, not just a high-volume one?
Absolutely. So traditional SEO analysis, it often just focuses on the head terms, the big, obvious, high-volume keywords.
Right, the ones everyone's fighting for.
Exactly. And those are usually saturated and super expensive to target.
Mm-hmm.
But a sophisticated SEO competitor tracking tool, it doesn't just show you those. It uses content gap analysis to reveal the long tail, high intent keywords that your competitor hasn't optimized for.
Ah, so the ones they've missed.
The ones they've missed or, and this is critical, haven't built a comprehensive content cluster around yet.
So what you're saying is we're talking about finding the $50,000 keyword strategy that your rival completely missed because they were too busy chasing the $500,000 one.
Precisely. That specific high-intent gap is where you can quickly build authority, gain high-quality, targeted traffic, and do it with way less investment. You turn their oversight into your own profitable niche.
And that kind of monitoring is scalable.
It's comprehensive, efficient, and scalable. Whether you're just benchmarking your monthly website performance or trying to figure out why your rival's white paper is getting 10 times the social shares yours is.
So to just summarize the big picture here, integrating this kind of analysis is not a nice to have anymore.
Not at all.
It is the foundational layer for maximizing your online visibility. And if your B2B strategy is built on anything else, you are fighting a losing battle of just depleting your resources.
Exactly right. It ensures that every resource, be it your writers, your ad budget, your dev time, is pointed at a target that's been validated by data, not just, you know, intuition.
Okay, let's unpack the tools themselves, starting with how you even choose one. When you look at the sheer number of solutions out there, it can be. It's paralyzing. Let's just lay out a checklist of capabilities. Right. What are the non-negotiables?
The non-negotiables, for me, they fall into a few core areas. First, search. You need robust keyword tracking and analysis, and that has to be coupled with deep backlink profiles.
Okay.
Second, performance.
Yeah.
So content analysis that goes beyond just volume to measure actual engagement. And third, monetization. You need serious PPC and ad research, the ability to reverse engineer their spend and their creative.
I'd add comprehensive reporting and social media monitoring to that list, but if we're looking for bonus points, you know, the features that really separate the good from the great. I'm looking for real-time data alerts.
Oh, huge.
And customizable dashboards so I can cut through the noise. And seamless integration with my existing marketing and CRM systems.
That integration point is so critical. It ties the competitive insight directly to sales action. Let's be frank about the selection process, because it's often frustrating.
It is.
These big premium all-in-one tools, SEMrush, Ahrefs, they all require you to do a custom pricing inquiry. How should you navigate that massive black box of cost?
That's a huge point. It screens out the smaller businesses we're trying to help, or it forces a commitment before you can even test it properly. So I think the first step in selection is always clarification. Mm-hmm. What's your primary use case? You know, if you need a Ferrari, but can only afford a reliable sedan, you have to define your non-negotiable needs first.
Yes. If you're focused entirely on maximizing organic ranking, you need tools with granular SEO tracking, position change tracking, deep backlink audits, tools where the data quality really justifies the price.
Right.
But if you're all about lead gen through paid search, then you have to prioritize PPC visibility.
So the process is, one, clarify your goals, SEO, PPC, content, whatever. Two, evaluate ease of use, data accuracy, and scalability. But let's focus on that ease of use part. You call SEMrush a Swiss Army knife, but aren't most marketers just paying for tools they only use like 10% of?
That's a super common pitfall.
How do you avoid getting overwhelmed by the complexity?
I think the key is to look for tools with guided workflows or really strong customer support. And for the complex platforms, don't try to use everything at once.
Okay.
Pick one specific campaign, say link building, and just focus on the backlink gap analysis features for one quarter. Use the tool to prove the ROI on that single metric, then branch out. And always, always take advantage of free trials, even if they're limited, and read user reviews focused on your specific use case.
Good advice.
Okay, so now let's get into the specifics. We're going to group these tools by their primary strengths, starting with the all-in-one search powerhouses, the ones that demand a premium but deliver really comprehensive market coverage.
The heavy hitters.
First up, the powerhouse, SEMrush. This is truly the Swiss Army knife. It covers SEO, content, social media, advertising. Its greatest strength is unifying all that market intelligence across the entire digital spectrum.
And the power of that unification is incredible. It means I can use one platform to see if my competitors' poor rankings are due to bad SEO or if they're just, you know, compensating by dumping a ton of money into Google Ads.
Exactly. But the drawback of breadth is always the potential for confusion.
For sure.
That's the key trade-off. The platform could be overwhelming, and unlike a lot of smaller tools, there's no transparent free plan or trial. You have to engage their sales team.
Right.
Next, we have Ahrefs, which for years has been the undisputed leader for backlink analysis.
I remember when Ahrefs launched and it just immediately changed the game. Why is its backlink database still considered superior? And how does that granularity, you know, practically help someone listening to this?
The difference is often in the crawl depth and the speed. Ahrefs just historically maintains the deepest historical index of backlinks.
Okay.
And that granularity means you can identify not just who links to your competitor, but the quality of that link, the anchor text they used, and this is critical.
Yeah.
Proactively identify and avoid toxic backlinks that might be hurting your rival's profile.
Oh, interesting.
You can even set up alerts to see high authority recent links a competitor just got so you can quickly reach out to the same publication.
Wow, that is a huge tactical advantage. The caveat, again, is the cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ahrefs has always been a bit narrower, focusing less on PPC and more on the pure organic ecosystem.
Which brings us to SpyFu, a tool that actively tries to bridge that exact gap. SpyFu excels at providing highly actionable insights across both SEO and PPC, and often for a less prohibitive price than the giants.
It sounds like they built the tool specifically for the marketer who's focused on reverse engineering successful campaigns.
They absolutely did. Their signature feature, Combat Keyword Comparison, lets you visually map out which keywords you, your competitor, and a second competitor are all ranking or bidding on.
Oh, that's cool.
It identifies those high overlap keywords you need to fight for, and those low overlap ones your rival is missing completely. They give you the full ad copy and landing page details so you can quickly replicate or improve on your rival's paid search strategy.
And the drawback.
Again, less transparency on pricing and a bit of a learning curve for new users to get to those advanced combat features.
Okay, so moving from that premium tier, let's look at specialized intelligence. These are the tools that often solve one problem with incredible depth rather than trying to solve everything. Let's start with paid ads and iSpionage.
Right.
iSpionage specializes in razor-sharp PPC campaign intelligence. I mean, if paid search is your main engine for lead gen, this is invaluable. What really makes it unique is the visual timeline it gives you of a competitor's Google Ads campaigns.
That visual aspect is so key. Instead of just a static list, it's like having a heat map of your competitor's budget decisions. You can track when they ran a massive ad campaign, what landing pages they used, and then crucially see when they turned off their ads and shifted their budget maybe entirely to Facebook or YouTube. That decision signal is something you'd completely miss if you were just relying on static SEO reports.
That insight into budget shifts is a major strategic advantage. But because it's so hyper-focused, you're not going to use iSpionage for like site-wide audits or deep backlink work. No, you need another tool for that.
Yep.
That's the trade-off with specialization. And speaking of specialization, the content market is evolving so fast with AI. That leads us to Rivalflow AI.
This one's interesting, an AI-powered content optimization tool focused solely on competitive content ranking. Its strength seems to be speed. It rapidly identifies content gaps and gives you AI-generated recommendations to outrank rivals with basically zero setup.
It really addresses the fatigue of manual content auditing. I mean, if you're a busy content manager, the promise of a tool that tells you exactly which paragraphs to add or which subheadings to use to beat your rival's ranking without running a massive site audit, that's compelling.
Yeah, for sure.
But you have to remember, this is about optimization. It's not going to help you build links or debug technical SEO issues.
Okay, and finally, in this content space, we have the old favorite, BuzzSumo. It's all about what content performs best, who shares it, and why.
Mm-hmm. Its key feature that stood out was the evergreen scoring. That sounds powerful. Can you give us an example of how a B2B marketer might use that score to decide whether to kill or, you know, revive an old piece of content?
Absolutely. So evergreen scoring measures content not just by its initial viral shares, but by its sustained engagement and link acquisition over time.
Okay.
So a B2B marketer might have an article from 2 years ago that had, you know, moderate initial performance. BuzzSumo's score might show that while the social shares dropped off, it continues to attract high authority backlinks.
So it's still working for them.
It's still a valuable asset. That score signals that the content needs a refresh and promotion, not retirement. It's helping you focus on lasting impact. The drawback, naturally, is that BuzzSumo just lacks the advanced technical SEO tracking that an Ahrefs or SEMrush provides.
Makes sense.
All right, now let's look at tools that are tackling the market from social and high-level enterprise perspectives. Starting with the super specialized influencer space.
Flanks.
Yeah, Flanks is purely for influencer marketing and social engagement tracking on platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and X. Marketers use its engagement calculators to vet potential partners and visually benchmark their competitors' social performance. It's an essential tactical tool if influencer marketing is a major channel for you.
But not for broader digital marketing needs.
Exactly. For true, comprehensive social listening, we'd look to Sprout Social.
Which is a whole different level.
Totally. Sprout Social is a sophisticated social media management platform. It uses AI-powered analytics and sentiment analysis to monitor what the market is saying about your rivals in your industry. It gives you rich insights into customer feedback and trend identification.
But this is for a serious enterprise-level commitment. That starting price of $249 per seat per month. That tells you it's a premium ecosystem, not a quick competitor check tool.
For sure. And if you need that massive market-wide context that goes beyond just one competitor site, you turn to SimilarWeb.
Right, for the big picture.
It's pure market intelligence. It collects and analyzes billions of data signals daily. You use it to get that high-level aggregate view of entire industries, where traffic is coming from, customer journeys across domains, major market trends. It's fantastic for strategic planning.
So it gives you the aerial view rather than the microscope view that Ahrefs or SpyFu offer.
Exactly. It shows you the entire landscape. The only downside is that sometimes it can limit your access to the highly specific, granular niche data sets that a more specialized tool might provide.
Okay, and finally, let's look at where competitive analysis is heading with a tool called Profound.
Yeah, Profound is an enterprise AI visibility platform, and it's a direct response to the rise of generative AI assistants like ChatGPT and Claude. It's unique because it tracks your brand mentions and, crucially, your company's share of voice within AI-generated answers.
That's fascinating. We need to clarify that for everyone listening. How is optimizing for a synthesized AI answer different from optimizing for a Google search results snippet?
It's fundamentally different. Traditional SEO optimization means getting your URL onto the first page, hoping the user clicks your title tag.
Right.
Winning AI visibility means ensuring that when a user asks an assistant a question like, "What are the three best CRM solutions for a mid-sized business?" the AI assistant synthesizes an answer that prominently features your brand as a preferred source, not just listing your competitor.
Wow.
Profound is designed to track that brand presence and connect it directly to conversions, but its focus is strictly enterprise, which again means custom pricing.
That really drives home the fact that leveraging these sophisticated competitive analysis tools, it's just not optional anymore. It is absolutely essential for sustained success. They empower data-driven decisions and make sure you're being proactive, not reactive, to market changes.
And this field will only get more automated. We should expect to see even greater integration of AI and machine learning within these tools over the next year. This is going to lead to much more predictive insights.
So not just what happened, but what's going to happen.
Exactly. The tools won't just tell you what happened, but what your competitor is likely to do next, and then offer automated recommendations for your response.
So here's where it gets really interesting for me, building on that profound insight. If winning share of voice within AI assistants is already mission critical for large enterprises, how quickly will other brands need to transition their focus? I mean, from optimizing for traditional search results to aggressively ensuring they win that final synthesized answer from the AI.
That's the question.
If AI becomes the primary informational gatekeeper, will being number one on Google even matter anymore? That's something to mull over.
Mm.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thank you for joining us and exploring the future of competitive intelligence. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.